I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Dorian continues moving up the U.S. eastern coast, but forecasters still can't predict exactly how hard the storm may hit, but they are closely monitoring the Carolinas. To add to that, hurricane specialist John Kangelowski at the National Hurricane Center says they are watching other weather systems in addition to Dorian.
Gabrielle is over the East Atlantic, and it has been struggling. It's a tropical storm. That system's expected to stay out to sea. It could weaken a little bit more initially, but we do expect it to re-strengthen within a few days, but no threat to land there. And then we have three other areas that we're watching for prospects of development, but all of those are really more down the road. We think they all have a low chance of forming during the next couple of days.
Meanwhile, VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us aid is on its way to the Bahamas.
From the ground in another badly hit area in the Abaco Islands, entire neighborhoods torn to pieces, a sign that a humanitarian crisis is looming.
The people just can't wait. When you've lost everything, you need food, you just can't sit around and wait for it.
Major Clarence Ingram works for the Salvation Army in the Bahamas. Much like the Red Cross, they bring immediate relief like food, water, and medicine. Thursday in New York, a United Nations spokeswoman said the World Food Program is organizing an airlift of things like generators and satellite equipment, plus 8 tons of ready-to-eat meals to help the tens of thousands now in need. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
An American service member is among 10 people dead after another Taliban attack in Afghanistan Thursday. A spokesman for the Interior Ministry said another 42 people were wounded in the suicide car bombing in Kabul. The Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed in a statement that the blast killed at least 10 people and injured 42 others. This is VOA News. Robert Mugabe, the former president of Zimbabwe, has died. VOA's Anita Powell reflects on the ousted leader's reign and life.
The dashing, eloquent guerrilla fighter negotiated Zimbabwe's independence from Britain in 1979. Early on, he urged Zimbabweans to reconcile after the 15-year civil war that brought about independence. He also initially expanded the education and health systems, making them among the best regarded in Africa. But as time went on, he became more controlling and faced increasing allegations of human rights abuses, repression, and election rigging. The economy collapsed after he led a far-reaching land expropriation program, and both inflation and unemployment soared. But even as he cast his final ballot, he was warmly welcomed by his people, who cheered the man they call by his clan name, Gushungo. Mugabe will be buried at Harare's Heroes Acre Cemetery, his final resting place overlooking a country that, for decades, was inseparable from the man at the top. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
The man responsible for the Trump administration's Mideast peace plan will be leaving the White House, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The White House says the peace plan is done but will not be released until after this month's Israeli elections. There is now more doubt about its future, with the administration saying Jason Greenblatt will leave in the coming weeks. Palestinians have already rejected the plan, saying it boosts ties between the U.S. and Israel. Greenblatt also infuriated Palestinian leaders by pushing for moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's spokesman says Greenblatt ruined American credibility and destroyed the peace process. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has suffered another blow when his brother announced his resignation as a junior minister and from Parliament. This comes after another setback for the Prime Minister. The House of Commons voted in favor of a measure forcing the government to ask the EU to delay Brexit another 3 months. It now goes to Parliament's upper chamber. Meanwhile, news has sent the British pound back up after an early week low. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's currency took a hammering early this week, falling below $1.20 to the pound, its lowest since 1985, excluding a brief two-minute crash in 2016. Investors were concerned that Prime Minister Boris Johnson would be able to suspend Parliament and bring the country out of the EU with or without a deal. A no-deal exit is widely considered a worst-case scenario for business, but the pound has rallied as British lawmakers this week wrested control over the Brexit timetable away from Johnson.
That's Charles Ledesma reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, in Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today, my guest is Ada Ehi Moses. She made a brief stop at our VOA studios, and I'll be talking to her. So stay tuned for that. And so let's start off the ball rolling now from South Sudan with a brand new quote by Kuzo's clan. That is the clan bass, a song done for us by Mini Man and Baby Boy from the clan bass music team. And this is Me and You. Thank you so much for the song. It's beautiful. And right after that, Wule Bang Bang by Magasco of Cameroon. Nice one. And then we take a trip to Sierra Leone as we introduce Michael Fayombo in the music business and his brand new single titled Shakul. Yes, Shakul is the brand new single by Michael Fayombo, who was once on Britain's Got Talent. Thank you so much, Michael Fayombo. But let's take it to the top right now with Me and You by Kuzo's Clan of South Sudan.
Bad. Clan best music.
Oh, no, no. South Sudan is one it for me.
My girl, she a got a booty bumper.
Hey, she got a booty bumper. Me say, my girl, South Sudan is bumper. And you, me and you, me and you, me and you, me and you. We dance so, dancing like you're Rambo.
You are smart like a telephone. You're dancing for me, girl, your body like a sponge.
Hey, she vibrates like a generator. She got me on her back like a celebrator. Hey,
I let me and you to Tashuka. Girl, I love the way you move your body in a corner. Hey,
I let me and you to Tashuka.
Oh,
African beat on the Voice of America. You've just listened to Shakur by Michael Fayombo of Sierra Leone. And right before that was Wule Bang Bang by Magasco of Cameroon. And Me and You by the Kuzos Clan of South Sudan. This is your favorite music show, the African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away, I'll be back with more music.
My name is ICT Bangura. And if you're not listening to African beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays straight from South Sudan at 09:05. Don't forget, later on today, Ada Ehi Moses, Nigerian contemporary gospel singer, will be right here. Yes, she made a brief stop at our VOA studios, and she talked to me on the show. But right now, Portray is our next track by Kwame Senyong of Ghana, and this Portray simply means naughty girl in Iwe. And right after that, Sakana by Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Give Me Closer by Eco Rhymes from the Undiscovered album of Africa. Yes, but now let's enjoy Kwame Senyong from Ghana, and this is Portray, naughty girl in Iwe from Ghana.
Mommy is a new back to music.
Oh, yeah.
Bad girl.
Hands back.
She's standing, she's looking, she's staring at me. Standing across the street. She's looking so sweet. Might be 16. Oh, Lord, I don't want to commit.
She bad, oh. This girl, she wild, oh. Too nice, oh.
I sure say she be poetry. Tempting, so deep and so inviting. My body is shaking, make me ting-a-ling-a-ling. Oh Lord, what a kind of special feeling. I hope say this no be crime I'm committing. Oh Lord, hey, she bad, oh. This girl, she wild, oh. Too nice, oh. I sure say she be boyfriend.
Falling in love with
Poitre.
Ooh, yeah.
He's gone.
by the sample.
Eco Rhymes from the Undisclosed album, and right before that, Sakana by Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Portray by Kwame Senior of Ghana. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. Don't forget, Ada Ehimoses will be here later on the show. I'll be right back on this great platform.
I'm Isatu Bangura, and I love listening to African Beat. Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
And it's good to be around again. I'm sure you're having a wonderful time with me. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat, on your airwaves. And now let's take a trip to Nigeria. Wakonzi, it's been a long time, right? And this is Club on Fire, the remix featuring Truth Hurts. Yes, Club on Fire. And right after that, Gotta Do by Zimbabwe Legit of Zimbabwe, and Zambe by Upendo Wisdom K of Tanzania. But Club on Fire right now by Wakonzi of Nigeria.
Zimbabwe legit. I came from Buddha. Do me right.
By Upendo Wisdom K of Tanzania, and right before that, Gotta Do by Zimbabwe Legit of Zimbabwe, and Wakonzi of Nigeria in Club on Fire. Well, this is your show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. When I come back, my guest, Ada Ehimoses, will be right here. Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
The lyrics could be French, English, Swahili, Bantu, or Arabic.
But it's the beat that counts.
Join host David Bandi weekdays for 1 hour of the best African music and exclusive interviews with music stars from the continent on the African beat at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time.
And if you have any comments about the show, contact us via email at africanbeat@voanews.com. And it's a great welcome back to the African Beat. Are you just joining me? Then it's a pleasant welcome. So now let's close the day with our Nigerian gospel contemporary artist, and that is Ada Ehimoses. She'll be talking to Ross, but let's enjoy some good music. And we start off right now with Cheta, and after that, we talk to our guest.
Cheta. Cheta, Cheta, I am God and I never fail. Cheta, Cheta, yesterday, today and forever the same. Cheta, Cheta,
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is Ada Ehimoses.
Hi.
This is her second appearance on the African Beat. And she was here before and we did a short interview, you know. Well, that was really great. And I played that interview a few days ago. I didn't know you were coming.
Aww.
Yes, I played it again and people love it, you know. And
my just play this one again.
What's the song again?
Which one? Jesus?
No.
Cheta?
Cheta.
Uh-huh.
You know, Cheta. Cheta made my day.
Oh.
Even though, you know, I love the other songs, but, you know, Cheta is very, it's very touching, you know. Mm-hmm. But thank you for coming back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you are
again
in the States now. So what's the new mission? What are you doing?
I was actually on holiday.
On holiday. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, thank you so much for being on holiday and coming to see me.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, this is my first radio show since I've been here.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
So that's, you're very special.
And now, well, thank you so much, and I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So let's talk now. You said you have a new EP out.
Yes.
And let's talk about that one.
Okay, the EP has 5 songs. It's titled Ada's EP.
Ada's EP.
Volume 1. So, you know, like, at every phase of your life, you have your relationship with the Lord evolves, you know. So that was where I am, or where I was at that time. So that, I think after, when I released it, that was what, wasn't where I was. That was where I was before that time.
Before that time.
So those are the songs I cogitated, you know, and songs that ministered to me. So,
And so it is out now. Mm-hmm. And so what are people saying to you about it? People that have listened to it. Unfortunately, can you imagine me, African Beat, imagine. David Bambi, and I haven't got
I
a copy
imagine.
Of that.
Maybe I can't. Like, I think my team in the US, they need to get a punch.
Yes, yeah. We need to give them a punch, serious punch.
Because I don't know who else they would have. I don't even know what they're doing. I don't know what they're thinking about. You're like, some of them are looking at me now and they are scratching their head. Like,
to say, why didn't African Beat get that EP? Mm-hmm. Come on, you have to do something about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, the last time you were here, you know, when you walked into my studio, you were so quiet, and all of a sudden I saw somebody here.
And I'm always like that.
And today again, you are coming in and saying, oh, David, you know what? I don't think I want to do this. Now look at you. So you're starting a tour next year. You're going around the world. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, this is the Lord's doing. Because it wasn't like I sat down and said I'm going to tour these places. So we just keep getting buzzes, you know, like, it's almost like it's just set up, like, oh, would you like to do this? I'm like, okay. And then we're like, oh, we have this number of venues, would you like? I'm like, okay. So and then I just realized that, okay, you're doing quite a lot of countries next year, quite a lot of cities. That's amazing.
And, you know, it is really good. When I saw it, I said, okay, my sister is going. Yeah, it's taking her someplace, different places.
Yes.
And I pray that you continue to bless the hearts of people out there.
Amen.
The hearts of people. Mm-hmm. So now let's go back a little bit to family life. How is family? How is home?
Oh, because home
the last time, let me remind you. Oh, David, I am Ada. I am married. I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know?
Well, I am a dad. I'm married. I have children.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Really? Okay, that you don't know. Me too. I'm David.
I'm married. You know?
Anytime I hear that, I say, God, this lady is something else. Okay, let me do give her my own now.
Abby? Hey. So my husband is amazing. He's behind the screen there.
Okay.
My daughter.
Oh, so he's here today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Papa, I greet you. Hello. You see, you are the man. You see, the last time we talked about you, and now you are here again today.
Okay, he's almost here. Where I am. So my daughter, she's not here, but she's also here on holiday.
Okay. And it's good, and I'm happy that the family is good. You know, when we meet like this, it's nice to talk about ourselves, talk about family and the support that we get. Because, you know, sometimes when we get into this field, when you are in a field like this, when you don't get the support of your spouse,
you can't go so
people
far.
Are closer, you can't go far.
Mm-hmm. You can't go so far.
And so it is a blessing to have the support of your husband and the family, you know, around you, you know. But anyway, what African Beat wants is for you to give us some time, because we really want you to show some of the people out there on this show, you know, how that can...
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah.
No, I don't want you to do it now.
No, I wasn't going to, because I didn't dress
for it. Yeah, I don't want you to do it now, but we need to set up a time for that. So what do you think?
I promise you guys a show.
The last time you promised me a show.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, one thing about me is that I keep records. I have it on record.
To fulfill this show now. So we have to work it out.
So let's work it out now. But anyway, it is good that you stopped by today, and I'm looking forward to more.
I didn't stop by, I came.
You came? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Ada, it is good that you came to VOA today.
Thank you.
And you are on the African Beat today.
I'm coming.
That is why I say, when you came, you behave as if you don't talk. Now you are telling me on my show that you came.
That's
you did not even stop by.
You know, when people see me outside and then they, you know, like when they meet the vivacious Ada, and then they see me on the street and them just come and they're like,
and you know the concert at the first concert, the concert you did
at Laurel.
At Laurel, it was a blessing.
Thank
I was
you.
There.
Yeah.
It was great. Mm-hmm. It was a great program.
Yeah.
You know,
seeing
you on that stage, that was my first live performance of you that I saw. You know, it was wonderful, and I look forward to seeing more.
You know,
I look forward to seeing more. So, when next are we going to have you in the US for something like that?
Well, actually, just like what we're talking about the tour, I've been approached by 2-3 different promoters to put a tour for the U.S.
Okay.
Next year.
Okay, next
year. So it's in the works.
It's in the works now, mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, I look forward to that. It's
Thank
been
you.
Such wonderful pleasure.
It's amazing to be
having
here
you. At least now you are in the studio.
Yeah.
This is where African Beat takes place.
Uh-huh.
And so the next time, uh-huh, please, you have to come prepared.
Yes.
Because we want to bring it down here.
Yeah.
Your exact statement the last time was, when I come next, we're going to have a jamming for the Lord.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so I keep everything. A jamming for the Lord. We have to jam for the
we
Lord.
We have to jam.
We have to jam. Uh-huh.
So I'm looking forward to that. But
yes,
it's been a pleasure having
Same
you.
Here.
And I look forward to seeing you again. Thank
yeah.
you one more
thank
time.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You
and
too.
Thank
God
you
bless
so
you.
Much, our dear husband. And thank you for everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
became a man. That man might be the sons of God. And how do I?
And with that, I want to say a very big thank you to all of you out there for listening to the African Beats on the Voice of America, wherever you are right now on this planet. And also thanks to our guest, Ada Ehimoses, for stopping by our studios. And it's been a pleasure having you around. Until we meet again, I am David Vanney here in Washington, bidding you so long.
I can't explain. I look at me, I see you. This is what your grace has done. Your love for me I can't describe. You're beautiful, it's so beautiful. You're beautiful, it's so beautiful. You're lovely and true. Lord, it makes my heart to sing. You're beautiful.
This is VOA News.